Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Merriman. Dark reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Irvin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn fires to first and picks off Merriman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hearn for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wyrostek, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mueller scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. Two outs. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller, who is chasing the ball. Hatton reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Giants. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyrostek takes first base on ball 4. Ryan moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-1 in the game. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Merriman for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahlcup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to third. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing is called out on strikes. One out. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Conny Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 3, Reds, 3. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mueller scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Irvin steals second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irvin scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy McMillan pinch runs for Bob Skeffing. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Howie Fox. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. George Spencer now pitching. Conny Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dixie Howell now catching. Bud Byerly now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Westrum strikes out. 2 outs. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wyrostek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 1 RBI. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dark trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahlkup hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Dixie Howell. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merriman moves to second. Bob Usher pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stanky scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.